Game winner tonight off the stick of Nikolaj Ehlers, 100 goals in the NHL for him. Thought on what he's been able to do here lately to lead your club now too?
It happened earlier in the year when he got off to a pretty quick start, and then the last few games he's back to skating like a shooter, right? He wants the puck. He put a lot of shot attempts up early. And when he does that, his whole game changes. His speed is different. His play with the puck's different, but he's getting it off his stick real quick.
Obviously, the start tonight, 18 seconds in.
It couldn't have started any better. We know coming in on the road that they're lost a few, and it's a veteran team, and they've got lots of firepower, so they would be ready for this game, and it's a loud building, just like playing in Winnipeg. You get the first one, you kind of take some of the wind out of it, and that was a real good start for us, for sure.
Seems like all three of these road games, it's get a lead, extend the lead, and then kind of not hold on in the third, but get a couple saves.
That's a fair assessment. I mean, we're the two really powerful offensive teams that we just played, and they had chances, and our goaltender was really good again here tonight. You're not coming into these games on the road thinking that you're going to outshoot them a whole bunch or outchance them a whole bunch. They're going to get theirs. They get the last change. They get that crowd advantage for chances around the net, maybe. I think in the second period, I think the quality of our chances might have been better. There were fewer, but we had some A chances in that second that we didn't finish on to extend it a little bit more. But we know you go into Tampa and you go into Nashville, they're going to get theirs.
Blake finishes the game, but took a bit of a beating there in the second.
Yeah, it was a tough second period. The puck to the face was truly insult to injury. But he's come back and played in games. I think my first year he came back, I put a line through his name on my game card. There was no way he was coming back, and he came back and played great. So he's a tough kid.
Seems like the fourth line getting a bit of time in the third.
It was more the way the game went. I liked their game tonight maybe better than any other time. They played some in the offensive zone, which is a good start for them. But we had the 5-on-3. We had the power play in the first period, and they came out of rotation. Our shift length was really good, so I ran the top three a little bit longer. But I just felt with the flow of the game that I needed to get the fourth back in the third period earlier.
Adding that cutback element done for Jack in terms of the way he's been able to produce offense.
Right. So he excels at it, right? He's not, every forward tries to do it, but his ability to come out of a turn and then think about being a threat. So I think that's where it all happens. When he comes out of the turn, he doesn't pause and then look for the pass. He's a threat, and that changes the shape of the defenders. Right? Somebody else covers over on him. So there's the guy on Jack, and then there's the next layer that kind of takes a step into his lane, and then he finds it.
Wingers are anticipating well too, like because he's been so effective at it so
far. They've been good at it, and what's nice is that Blake finds his way to the net front, right? He's a big man, goes to the net front, and Nikki and Jack find the hole in the slot, so we're either putting it to the net or try to find the open man.
Just one last one. What's your team learning, I guess, in the third now? At the beginning of the year, it was kind of come back, and right. Now it's kind of hold on.
We've scored a little bit. That you're comfortable, right? So some of our best hockey came in the last 2 minutes tonight in terms of knocking sticks down, getting shot blocks, grinding. So it's good to be in the position we've been. One goal leads are really important to have, obviously, for the standings, but learning how to play with that one goal. And it's not just the players. When you think of Connor's glove save in Tampa after they closed it to 1-year goalies under that kind of pressure, it's good for him too.